KV2KYE, we're listening.
All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be on June 21st, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. You need not to have a license to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, and, well, I lost my place here, guys. Sorry about that. Please contact a club member and we can set that up. And this is what happens when I start moving stuff on the computer when I'm reading here. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from Echolink stations. We're looking for Echolink stations at this point. I will pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
KD2KYE, the name is David from Ilion, New York.
Okay, KD2KYE, Dave out in Ilion. My apologies for fumbling on the preamble tonight. I do have a script that I run on my computer screen, so sometimes if I click on the wrong spot, it jumbles it for me, and I have to quick try to retrace it. All right, Dave, what's going on out in Ilion tonight?
Not too much. It's kind of chilly out there, 57 degrees. It's been cloudy all day with a few sprinkles here and there. Other than that, not much. I would like to ask anybody that's listening to the net, I am looking for a power cord for a Kenwood 520, right? I don't care if it's the AC or DC one. I just need a cord so I can fire this thing up. With that, I say 73, and thank you. Back to the net.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I tell you what, when the comment section comes up, I'll leave a space for you if you want to repeat that again, because there may be some others coming in here shortly. Okay, Dave, it looks like it's just you and me here in Echolink, so I'll move forward. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
10-5 AOW. Good evening, Kevin.
KC2WI.
WATU.
Okay, I've got a list here. The last station I'll have to inquire again. I got N5AOW, KC2WI, WA2U. That last station, I got KC2, but the last part got cut off. Can you try again, please?
Sorry about that. It's Kilowatt Charlie 2, Quebec, Quebec Romeo. And here's Chuck.
Okay, we got you in the queue there, Chuck. All right, we'll start at the top of the list, N5AOW. Bob, how goes up your way today?
Good evening, Kevin, and everyone on the net this evening. We had pretty much a rainy day most of the day. Didn't climb much out of the 40s until late afternoon. It got maybe to 51, and that's really pushing it. when the sun come out. But overall, you know, I guess one of those typical rainy, cool days with a bit of breeze and not much you can do with it other than pick something inside and work on it then, or, you know, get a project and stay dry. So other than that, it was an okay day. Hey, any day is good for me. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. 7-3 to everyone. And this is N5AOW back to night control.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, I was going to say, I had thoughts that it was supposed to at least be partly cloudy today, and I was hoping the temperature would come a little bit. That'll be a very nice change to things. All right, we'll move forward here. KC2WI, how are you doing tonight?
KC2WI, well, I didn't manage to get out as early as I wanted to from Lake Pleasant. I got up early and I had all good intentions like you. Well, I mean, I really thought I was going to do it this time. My father wanted me to help him with something on the computer. My sister started to leave last night and came back. She said that she's got a RAV4, I guess, has the, you know, tire pressure sensor thingies, tires low. So she decided to just go to in the morning. She went out to fill a tire, the compressor can't get the thing on the tire because of the wheel cover and the way our chuck is, you know, we got a compressor and it's got a quick disconnect, and you put the chuck in it, well, that blob makes it, you can't get it. So I said, well, just take the wheel cover off. Well, how do you do that? I said, you just pull it off. So I did that. Anyway, long story short, instead of leaving at 9, like I, you know, figured I was going to get out at, I think it was 11 or something, but and I got back here and I decided, you know, I called the guy to come cut down my tree reluctantly. He said he might be here today or tomorrow. I decided, you know, I'm going to cut the grass before there's all kinds of, you know, logs on it. And I got that done, and he did come, and so I have no more good HF antenna because the tree's gone. We left about 8 feet of the trunk standing, and we probably could have left it up 20, 25 feet, but I decided, no, you know, that's kind of crazy. He said, that, no, there was a certain point where the wood seemed to be pretty good, but it would only, you know, it was not high enough to really get over, you know, it was like sort of level with the roof. So that wasn't high enough to really be useful. So I've got this big trunk in the yard, which, you know, if it was a high-class neighborhood, it wouldn't be acceptable. But it's basically going to be the base of my mast. If I can't figure out how to do it economically, well, then I'll have to cut down this 8-foot section. But I think I'm going to try maybe about 3-inch pipe, 3 PVC pipe. It has to be plastic because the utility lines are there. I found out I can get a 20-foot section, except it's not cheap, like a couple bucks a foot. And then maybe put a 10-foot section of a little small, I think 3-inch pipe and a little smaller pipe. I might get up close to 30 feet. I don't know if it's going to work or not. But it's going to be probably $100 to try it. Make a couple of brackets somehow. I'm probably going to have, you know, things welded up. Screw them into the trunk of the tree, which is not going to fall down for, you know, till 40 years from now. So I don't have to worry about that. And use that, and, you know, nobody's going to complain because that's not the kind of neighborhood it is. They might shake their head a little bit, but the alternative would be to take the stump out and either have no support or take the stump out, spend money on a bunch of concrete and some kind of tower, but it would have to be a non-conductive, you know, quote-unquote flagpole anyway. So that doesn't make any sense. So I made a good chunk of money on my Friday evening job, and, you know, I didn't really make any net money because it got paid to the tree guys today, so that's the scoop here. And I'm looking on eBay, power cord 12-pin for Kenwood TS520, $59.99. Well, it's a 12-pin Jones plug, and if you can find the plug, you probably could find it in a Hamfest or somebody's junk box, and you could make the thing for $5 if you could find that Jones plug. I don't think I have anything like that, but I bet you I'm going to look around on the eBay here. I bet you get one for $5. KC2WI.
Well, Pete, it sounds like you got your hands full of a fun project there, and I almost wish I could be playing with it myself, so, yeah, if I had a... that was previously used as a basketball backboard, you know, spot for that, and we eventually took that down, and it's now my antenna farm, so... let's catch up with WTU. John, we're working on the Hinkley Corp.
WATU. Okay, Kevin, be advised. You're breaking up, as they say. You're breaking up, Scotty, substantially. It sounds like you're doing the underwater, kind of, you know, like you're in the underwater trying to talk. So that's what it sounds like, what you're talking. But maybe it'll straighten out. 52 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. So kind of an interesting day. Kathy went out and did the garden club thing today with friends, and had a good time with that. There's a meeting at the soda fountain in Remsen, the gathering spot. And yeah, it's kind of interesting about the plugs. I don't know how Cortland was. The weather wasn't that great Saturday. I know some people that attended the air show. Even though the Blue Angels were there, they said they still had a good time. Like I said, about 45,000 people in attendance. So, things to do in Central New York. Saturday, July... Sunday, July 10th. Sunday, July 10th is the Rags Ham Fest. And that'll be in Cicero, across from the Cicero Post Office. So the chap down in Ilion, that's a good place to find bits and parts and things. But you're right, Pete, you probably might find that on eBay. I was just looking at the Kenwood TS530 here I have, and it's just, that has it's hardwired into the back of the unit, which, but anyways, yeah, there's probably a lot of those cables around, and, maybe there's, somebody's got something that's similar that will work out of their treasure box, so to speak. And let's see what else is going on. I ordered some CDs today. Let me reset. Yep, one of the businesses in Utica busy. Give John a little bit of business down there. I think we ordered 14 or 15 CDs. What Kathy and I do is we write them down in a book, and then we do a little research on them, and it's kind of fun. You order the CDs, and you get a big box of them, and I duplicate them, and then we play them on Saturday night. And we played quite a stack of them this past Saturday night, so which was very, very, very enjoyable. We played some of the earliest stuff, some of the old vintage. We played some old King Crimson from Live in Toronto, and there's a lot of groups that are reissuing things like Deep Purple and some of the older stuff, and then we like a lot of the new stuff too. So had a good evening Saturday night with the music and beverages, and good day yesterday of rest and things of that nature. So I'm not sure what projects. I'm waiting for the National Grid to arrive. I called the person in charge to see if they were going to tell me when the trucks are going to come up and decide to replace our transformer. Give us a brand new pole. This pole was put in 1959. Pete, you made me think of it with your tree there. That's a good way of recycling. So they're going to put a brand new pole in. And she said, well, the pole you have is short, so we're going to put a taller one in. I said, it's great. Because we have a street light on our pole, so either they'll put that up higher. And I guess it's going to take, it's going to happen soon because Frontier evidently was here on Friday and flagged and painted stuff on the ground, so no one will dig up any of the cables. So that's going to happen pretty soon. So that is about it. Working on projects around the house and researching some of the weed whacker choices that are out there by the Steel Corporation. I'm looking at the FS Foxtrot 090 with all its adaption. I'm getting tired of extension cords and plastic stuff you gotta wind up, and I'm doing that for years, so not a lot of fun. And yeah, Pete, you should be it's not how it looks, it's how it works. So that's, you know, that's a good way to go. Maybe you'll be able to design it with some design capability so that it would literally, you could tilt something over and then tilt it back up again. I don't know. Certainly you'll have enough of a base to get things started. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James, and hopefully you got some, get things squared away. As I said, you were doing the, I'm in the pool or underwater kind of thing. It was kind of popping in and out of there. WATU, back to net.
Yeah, KT2AM, net control for the Blacklist area. My apologies there. I just noted when you said that, John. All the indicators that should normally be blue, good. Green is... which is just like horrible, though. And finally it came back in. So hopefully I'm better by now. Okay, we'll move forward. KC2QQR, Chuck, how are you doing tonight?
KC2QQR, not doing too bad. Kevin James, you're still breaking up a little bit. The last little bit there, you were loud and clear, so don't know what's going on with Echo Link there, so... Anyways, sitting here listening to that, and gonna be heading off to very sleep soon. Had a very, very busy day today at work. The day went by quick, which was good because it's a Monday, and I like when Mondays go by quick. I got a couple days more work, and then I got another 3-day weekend, so I'll be looking forward to that. I was going to go to the Cortland Ham Fest there, but the weather was too miserable, and I didn't feel like driving all the way over there to go through that. So, anyways, other than that, just hanging around the house this evening, doing a little bit of stuff. It's on 40 meters this evening, and I got to talk to a couple people on there, and had a good old jolly time, relaxing. Like I said, I had a busy day, so. Anyways, sitting back and relaxing and winding here. So, it's nice to hear everybody in here, and I'll get back to Kevin James at control. KC2QQR, 73 is off.
Okay, Chuck, yeah, hopefully my audio is clearing up here, because like I say, I saw my alarm points go off, so I knew I lost connectivity at that point to the network, so it was a Time Warner issue, so hopefully I'm back in here, rock solid again. Yes, KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2NBU.
NC2WI with a comment.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2WI with a comment. Hold your comment there, Pete. I'm going to check with Ray really quick here. KC2NBU, go ahead. You've got the floor.
Yeah, we've got 54 degrees, and we just got back from picking up a barrel of veggie oil and everything put away and ready for another day.
Okay, Ray, sounds like you're having a good time. Yeah, hopefully you guys stay warm up there tonight. All right, KC2WI, Pete, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, well, info, I guess, actually. By looking through eBay, here's a couple. Now, there's one that's an auction if you're patient, and especially if you're patient and can sit there and watch it and snipe it at the last minute. He's got a 12-pin female and male, so in other words, he's got one housing and he's got the female and male inserts, I guess you'd call them, the actual connectors. 99 cents starting bid, no bids, 3 days, 14 hours left, there's a number here, but they don't make it very big, the item number. But that, Carmel, New York, so actually it's not something that's going to take a week to come from California or somewhere. And you could just take any old, plug any old power cord, solder up to the right pins, which you can look up online. I don't know what they are. So since there's no bids, we assume it's a five-day auction, and there's 3 days left. It may be that this is under the radar, or nobody's interested in building one themselves, but it's a no-brainer. So you might get it for $3.50 shipping and 99 cents. And the title of it is 12-pin female male Jones plug old ham radio tube transceiver power unit gun set. I don't know why he picked Gonset, but anyway, that's it. You Google that, or eBay search that, you'll find it.
Okay, KC2WI, I appreciate that. This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Yeah, I think you were, I'm assuming you're aiming that towards KD2KYE, Dave. Yeah, Dave, if you want to come back and make a quick comment, then chat with the guys. I'll sit by here for a moment.
Thank you very much for looking that up. I will get right on that, definitely, and see what I can do. I appreciate all the help, gentlemen. You're the first ones to help me out of three or four different nets. So thank you, 73rd Street. God bless, and we'll be listening back to the net.
Okay, sounds like you've made some progress there, Dave. Yeah, Pete and whatnot, thanks for that assistance there, as I know you guys are always able to kind of dig into things nicely, which is really cool. And hopefully my audio is holding, because I still see I have one alarm point. It's green, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm thinking that's the one for my GPS, because the cell site that I have here, it just turned blue, so that must mean the GPS is finally established where it is, so that's a good site. So all blue, all is good. That's what I like to see. All right, I'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please.
WAQ with info.
Okay, Net recognizes WATU. John, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, for the fellow in Ilion, he may want to also, good Pete looked it up, there's a net on Wednesday evenings. There used to be horse traders on Sun 70s, that's gone away for years, and then there were Gator Traders, and there used to be the old Gear Net on Sunday mornings on 7.272, I don't know if it's still around. Anyways, there's a net on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. local time, and for the guy in Illion, I don't, it's on a number of repeaters. It's on the Cortland repeater, I believe it's, I think that's part of a link. It's on 147.225, 147.180. It's also on the Remsen repeater, 145.330, with a PL of 71.9. And it's also on the Auburn repeater, 147.000. But the fellow that usually heads up that net Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. is Tim Colson, Colson, N2VZD, November 2, Victor Zulu Delta, N2VZD, and I believe they have an echo link and things hooked up to it, but you could always get out there on the net and put a want out. It's a swap and information, but it's on every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., and he probably has a website, but there may be someone on there, you know, besides Pete's information. There might be someone on that net that you've got one, they'll just send it to you or whatever. So it's N2VZD for the swap net, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., and as far as I know, that is about the only swap net that's really left that's still going in the area. Okay, thank you. WHU back to net.
Okay, John. Yeah, thanks for that info. That's good information, because honestly, I didn't know that there's other earlier nets. I thought most of them took place, you know, in this time frame. So that's really cool to know that. All right, this is KD2FEM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. All right, I'll jump in here real quick. KD2FEM, Net Control. Boy, what a crazy day I had here. I've been trying to get things tidied up because I got some stuff going on tomorrow I got to take care of, and then boy, I tell you, it is chilly out there, because last time I checked, I want to say the temperature was like 55 degrees, and I mean, we got so used to those 70, 80 degree temps that this is really kind of like a shocker to the system. So hopefully in the next couple days, things will start to pick up here a little bit. And incidentally, that reminds me, tomorrow is Flag Day, and I've been asked to take a fire truck to a parade tomorrow night from our department over into Stamford, New York. And I may not make it back in time, so I'm just giving a heads up. Matt and I may both be out, because he may be taking a truck along with myself taking another fire truck and driving for that parade. So if we don't make it back, if someone could pinch hit for us, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And we'll try to catch up with you. And if I can get back in earlier, Matt can, we'll definitely try to jump in and at least say hello, or hopefully take the net and roll with it. I'll throw a final call out there for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WA2 with some additional info, just last-minute stuff, Kevin.
WA2, go ahead. You have the floor.
Well, there's two things. One is that the air show reminded me of this. I was tuning around today with a Kenwood here, and people may want to jot 124.125, 124.125, and I think that's the same one out of Hancock Airport, but it's blasting it up here. Maybe they've got some type of a repeater or system type thing set up on Star Hill, but you can hear the aircraft, you can hear people telling what frequency to go to, like Boston Center or whatever, and it's kind of interesting. It really blasts in. It's 124.125. People may want to try that. And sadly, you mentioning your activities tomorrow night jogged my memory. Poland Fire Department did not have a good weekend either. They were alerted to a fire and come to find out it was at their own fire station, and they lost a truck in the process. So Remsen and Old Newport and a number of all covering for each other, but they lost the truck completely, so they're kind of limping around, and they're trying to get things back in shape. So it's certainly a tough hit for a small community like Poland to pull a rabbit out of a hat, so to speak. But luckily, no one was hurt, but they did lose the truck. WA2, back to net.
Yeah, John, I have to admit, you know, when you hear a small department like that taking a hit like that, it kind of really hits close to home, because Pinder's Corners were on that down here just outside of the Oneonta area. We've got a very small department. We've only got five rigs and no ambulance, but we have EMS crew, and so we use the support of the Cooperstown Medical Transport for ambulance or Oneonta Fire, you know, if need be. So that, like I say, when you say a small department takes a hit like that, it's just a real blow, because trying to re-piece things back together, going back in front of the fire commissioners, trying to make requests for another truck that you need like yesterday at this point, it can be very challenging. So, you know, my best to them, and my hat is tipped to them. Hopefully things will work out. So, all right, like I say, I'll throw another final call out there just to make sure we've covered all our bases. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KD2KYE, thankful.
Yes, go ahead. I think that was KD2KYE. Go ahead for the info.
Yeah, Kevin, I'd like to say thank you to Pete. I found that on eBay. I made a bid on. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know next time, maybe tomorrow night, or well, in 3 nights when it's up. So, hey, we wish you guys all a blessed day and blessed evening. But everything worked out good for you this week, and I'm going to be over at with your comment. Thank you. 73.
Okay, Dave, yeah, you're always welcome to join the net here. Like I say, we're here every night at 9 o'clock, and, you know, we love to chat with people, and this is a good thing about the net, because you can network information and get some help if you're in a pinch, and that worked out really nice. And Pete and John both, actually all the guys, I have to say, up in the Boonville area have always been very, very graciously helpful with information or access to different ideas or concepts, so that's a really good thing. So, all right, I'll throw one more call out there really quick, because I'm going to bail out of here myself in a few minutes. This is KD2FBM, Net Control. Final call for comments, queries, or delay check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI, it's 54 degrees here. It's pretty nice this afternoon, by mid-afternoon, but I think it was 60. But the house wasn't warm. I didn't have the heat on. I got a fire. Put a little kindling wood in there, and I got some, I'm disposing of some paper that might as well be burned as recycled some other way, and just a little too chilly, so I think that's the first time I've made one in, you know, quite a long time here. We had the warm weather and not enough days that really got too cold, although I might have if I was here on Friday or Saturday. It was pretty cold. Sunday was pretty cold, I think. It was actually Sunday. It was 60 degrees in the morning at 6:30. I went outside, and then by the end of the day, it was I think 48 or something. KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, Pete. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was kind of fearful for Saturday myself, because I was starting to see some of the predictions that were coming together, and that we could have had some really foul weather. So luckily we didn't get the blast of storms like they were thinking, and it just wound up being, blah, and then it kind of went cool. So, like I say, by the next weekend, and hold on tight, a week from today, we got one more week of spring to go. Next Monday night at 6:34 p.m., we will officially begin summer 2016, so that'll be kind of cool. So, all right, another call real quick out there for any other comments or queries, late check-ins. KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Yeah, we did have high winds yesterday for quite a bit. We had power out for a few hours up in Lake Pleasant yesterday afternoon, KC2WI.
Yes, yes, that's right. They did expect the winds because after that front pulled through here, it really kind of opened up the door, and we're on the trough side of the jet stream, so it's ushering the cool Canadian air, so it kind of got a little pushy coming through here. So, all right, yeah, I'll throw another final call. KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further comments, queries, or late check-ins. Okay, forgive me, I'm just updating my notes here so I make sure I got everything correct. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2140 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and we had 82KYE and 5AOW, KC2WI, WA2U, KC2QQR, and KC2NBU. That would be Dave, Bob, Pete, John, Chuck, and Ray. Thank you all for checking in. And those that were out there listening on the scanners, we appreciate you hanging out with us too. And like I always say, if you'd like to become a ham like us, you can always jump in and ask one of our guys if you see them around town, and they'll be more than happy to share information with you, because we all have to start someplace. So I started out by being a listener myself, and then eventually got tested and passed, and I'm going to actually start trying to get a little more serious here to get my general going here soon. So, all right, I want to thank you again for all checking in and hanging out with us. This is KD2FPM. I will be clear.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Check-ins will be appreciated.
And 5AOW, good evening. No traffic.
Roger, N5AOW, good evening, Bill. Thank you for your check-in. Calling for Octen. Calling for Octen, all stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Final call for Octen. Octen would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octen the use of its repeater. N5AOW, good evening, Bill. Thank you very much for checking in this evening. Have a good evening, 73s. KC2, OVB clear.